Aquí Radio Andorra, emisora del Principado de Andorra.
Welcome to Wavescan from Adventist World Radio. We interrupt our regular programming for a special program this week honoring the historic Radio Andorra's 80th anniversary. Happens during this week, Wednesday, August 7th. It was August 7th of 1939 that the station first went on the air. And incidentally, the European DX Council is having its annual meeting for the first time ever this year in Andorra, September 6th to the 8th of 2019. We don't have time to tell you about it today, but we will on an upcoming program. Our Japan DX program will be on the air next week. So this week we are happy to bring to you a special program about Radio Andorra's 80th anniversary, produced by Christian Milling in Germany.
Welcome to our program. Yeah, it's quite a time ago since these words and this music was broadcasted on medium and shortwave throughout the world from a small country in the Pyrenees Mountains in Europe, from Andorra. Radio Andorra, and there will be a birthday coming soon on the 7th of August this year. Radio Andorra will be on air 80 years, or I should say would be on the air, because the station was shut down in 1981. But even 38 years off the air, there are many people who remember this wonderful small station. And we will celebrate this 80th birthday a bit in this show and in reality. Claude Benet is in charge of doing a wonderful celebration on the 7th of August this year, and we will talk to him about his plans. And Senta Pujal is in charge of keeping the old audio material that is left over from the station. She's digitizing, she's sorting, she's preserving the heritage. Her story also in this program. From the Pyrenees Mountains, from a vinyl record that was made from this wonderful radio station that our program is all about today.
Radio Andorra, irrésistiblement. Radio Andorra, la radio Andorra.
And this station would turn 80 years old this year in a few days if it wasn't shut down a long time ago. But there will be a celebration to this birthday in a few days, and I will talk about this topic with Claude Benet. He is from Andorra, from Veles Casas Andoranas. I have him now on the phone. Hello, Claude. Could you tell a bit about your Veles Casas Andoranas association, please?
Well, Veles Casas is an organization. It's an association which promotes the protection of the Andorra's heritage. So we're not dealing only with radio stations, but only with old houses and landscapes and old vehicles, and trying to preserve what is the past of Andorra. So, yes, I'm the president of Veles Casas. It is an association.
And you will do this birthday program for the 80th anniversary of Radio Andorra on the 7th of August, right?
That's right. So what we did, we started about a year ago. We knew that on this year would be the 80th anniversary of the foundation of Radio Andorra. So we started planning what we could do, right, to preserve the heritage of this important radio station. So we, first of all, we started on our own. we are a very small association, so we needed help. So we went to see the Komuden camp, which is the village where the two radios, Radio Andorra and the Sud Radio, were established. They offered to help us, which was good. The government didn't respond immediately. They took time to come and join us. But after a few months, well, they started being with the three of us. So they discussed as the Komuden camp, which is the village, and the government. So, of course, that is a big boost to our celebration. So we're glad they helped us.
What would you say? Why is Radio Andorra so important for the country's heritage?
Well, it is very important because it was opened. It was started just 3 weeks before the Second World War, because it is an old radio station which is not functioning anymore. But because it was really powerful, it could be heard all over Europe, and even in along the coast of Argentina and Canada, we have some evidence that the people on the coast of Canada could hear Radio Andorra. In those days, as you probably know, well, I'm not an expert on radios, but in those days, radio stations were almost the only means of communication. The internet didn't exist, telephones, few people had telephone at home, so the radio was really important. So in such a small country like Andorra, having a very powerful radio station was a big thing. So it was really important.
Mm-hmm. We already mentioned it. Radio Andorra was shut down a long, long time ago. What is left over from the station after all these years?
Radio Andorra was closed in 1981. That is about a long time ago now. Well, the building is left. The machinery is still inside. Is the original one, and the building is as it was. So our it is something unique in the world because that old machinery and the radio stations and the building are still as they were when they first started, which is something almost unique in the world. They are carrying out some works at the moment the government's idea is to put a ministry in the building, which is, from my point of view, not a good idea. It should be kept as it was. And shown as radios were 80 years ago, this is the one of the aims of that celebration that will be held in the in next August.
What will be the things you do on the 7th of August? Are there any specific things planned for this day?
Yes, so some of the ancient people working for Radio Andorra, some of them are quite old now, they will attend the celebration, but we will also invite some of the people of Sud Radio, the other radio station that started in the early 1960s will be there. So it will be a day to talk about how radios worked in those days, how they worked with one another, the fierce competition that was established in those days. Some of the old people working there will be at the celebration, which is a great hit. I'm very happy that some of them will come. Some will not be coming because they are very old and live far from Andorra, and for them now it's a bit difficult to travel such a long distance. So they declined the invitation, but they are quite helpful with all their memories and documents they have sent us.
As many of the old listeners of Radio Andorra live far away, perhaps in America or other countries in the world, is there any plan to make this event available on the internet as for live streaming or something like that?
Yes, well, the idea is to make a video film, and we'll probably post it on the internet, yes. So I think, and this is my wish, it will be available on the internet, yes, so that you know, in case, yes.
Recently, I read an article, and I hope I got it right because my Catalan is not the best, that you ask to take the things that are left over from Radio Andorra on Sud Radio in Andorra in the list of UNESCO World Heritage. Is this right?
Well, this is our wish, actually. Well, about 3 years ago, when I was when I became president of Bellas Casas Andorranas, my wish was that as the two radio stations, so important, so unique, should be a part of the World Heritage of UNESCO. I approached the government in those days, and I approached people of the UNESCO. The people of the UNESCO in Andorra, we have a delegation, and the people in Paris, which I also approached, said it would be a good idea, and it was quite feasible. And luckily, the government 3 years ago didn't respond favorably. So some of the things have been touched, and for example, some works have been carried out in the radio Andorra station. So I fear that if we want to apply for the heritage of the UNESCO, nothing should have been, everything should have been left untouched. So, but the proposal is still on, and I will try to push it. And now we have a new Minister of Culture, who is a lady much more sensitive, right? And I hope she will help us. We'll see, but that would be a good idea.
Besides the celebration program on the 7th of August this year, you already set up a web radio station called Andorra Web Radio, where all the material is broadcasted. What's the idea behind it?
Yes, that's what we all try to do, to have some jingles, to have some of the music that were played in those days, to have some, you know, some commercials in there, which have been kept, and some, so it will be also a kind of remembration of these days. So, yeah, I think that will be part of the celebration as well.
Mm-hmm. 80 years of Radio Andorra, celebrated this year on the 7th of August. Claude Binet from Valles Casas Andorranas with me on the phone. Thanks for having you, and good luck with your celebration.
Okay. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Now back to some music from Andorra, and this specific song is available only because of the work of Cinta Pujal. She is working on the old Radio Andorra discotheque, the old audio archive, and she's restoring all the stuff. We will talk to her in 2 minutes.
And a reminder that you're listening to Wavescan from Adventist World Radio. We have a special program today about the 80th anniversary of Radio Andorra, produced by Christian Milling in Germany.
For people living in Andorra, especially for those who are interested in radio and old historical material, it's something like finding the Bernsteinzimmer, the Amber Room, the famous one. The discotheque of the 1981 shut down radio station Radio Andorra. 190,000 records, 20,000 very old records from the 20s and 30s, tapes, cassettes. They are the witnesses of a radio station that would have been 80 years on the air in a few days. On the 7th of August, Radio Andorra was started in 1939. We talk with Cinta Pujal, who is in charge of restoring all this historical audio material. She's working for the National Archive of Andorra, Arxiu Nacional d'Andorra. And Cinta, could you please tell a bit about your work?
Yeah, then we received the Andorran government. We received for the records collections about old Radio Andorra. And in the archive, we preserve all this collection, records and sound programs who was made in cassette, for example. But mostly important, it's the records. Since 1923 and more or less 1980 of the past century.
When did the whole project start?
It started in 28, when the Spanish government gave this collection, this important collection to government, to Andorra. And we start then to clean the records and to start to register catalogation. And after a little research, we start to digitization and preserve the original materials.
So you are working now since 10 years on that project. How many discs are there in this collection? How big is the whole thing?
This collection has more or less 200 records, and in these 200 we have singles, LPs, and slate records. I don't know if you say slate records for the old discs.
Mm-hmm, yes.
And cassettes too, and some radio programs recorded.
You are now working since 10 years on this project. How's the progress?
Yes, we would like to start doing in the same work, clean register catalogation and digitization for the public, because if we wait to finish all these 200 records, we will need maybe 10 years more. And we would like to start to return this heritage to the Andorran citizens, because it's his heritage. And now I think we had more or less 35% of the work finished, but we need to continue and making more money, more people working there and knowing what the next records, singles and LPs they are waiting for our work.
Radio Andorra was shut down 38 years ago in 1981. I could imagine that the material, the records you got, were not in the best shape after you received them 10 years ago. What was the first impression when you got the first bunch of items?
It was horrible. Of sure, it was horrible, because 30 years without care, this material, it was so much material for us and very dirty. But finally, the records are so good that we were thinking at the beginning, and I think we save the most of the collection. Very good preserve.
For you as a professional archivist, what's the feeling when you have those old records, this old music and jingles and cassettes in your hands?
For us, this collection, it means a very important collection. And we never found something like this, and we wanted to learn more, to study more, and we have we are very proud to return this heritage, and we would like the people likes this collection, and we would like dynamize more this collection, and to teach the people about this heritage, because it was it's an eclectic collection. It's not classic music or jazz music or French music or Spanish music. It's very eclectic collection, and we think there are very, very good and very interesting records there.
But all the things are available on the internet, so the public can use it?
The public can listen what they want, but don't use it with profit business, for example. It's only for a personal, a private users, and especially for Andorran people who know this found and who is interested especially in.
From all the material you have, the approximately 200,000 records and the tapes, what's the most interesting piece for you?
For us, the most important to organize this process, digitization process, we start to look for the Andorran discography or some Andorran especially significant records. And we found, for example, an anthem of Andorra or a Parliament March, or something, songs with Andorra significance, special significance. And after we wanted to care, for example, the records, most fragility. For example, the recordable discs, transcription disc. I don't know if it's this word for the records, the radio record. And after the sound recordings too.
This was Cinta Pujal with me on the phone, who is working since 10 years on the Radio Andorra audio archive. And if you want to have an ear on this archive, you can do it yourself on the internet. Go to www.cultura.ad. Cultura is written with C-U-L-T-U-R-A. a.ad, Cultura, like culture with an A at the end, cultura.ad. Scroll a bit down, and on the right side you will find a photo of a record player with a record on it written Catalec Discographic. And if you click on this link, you will be able to browse and listen throughout the Radio Andorra audio archive. Also have a small listening to the audio archive with the music we play on this program, but in 2 minutes we will dive into the things related to radio from the Radio Andorra archive. But now some music from 1937. The title is called Knights of Andorra. Radio Andorra was not the only station broadcasting from the Pyrenees Mountains. There was a second station coming later from the 60s, Sud Radio. When it started, it was called Radio de Valais, Radio of the Valley. And there were some records in the Radio Andorra archive that compared the programs between Sud Radio and Radio Andorra. Let's have a listen.
Vous êtes à l'écoute de la Radio des Vallées, émission expérimentale, 367 mètres, 818 kHz. Il est maintenant dans notre studio, 16h30, voici notre bulletin d'information.
And they not only compared the content of both radio stations, but also technical things like the sound quality.
Au même moment, dans les mêmes conditions de propagation, voici Radio Andorre.
And of course, the beautiful Radio Andorra jingles can be found on the National Archive of Andorra. Finish our program with an original record from the studio, from the program Carte Blanche, where the famous French singer Dalida was on the microphone.
Bonjour, Dalida au micro de Radio Andorra. Eh bien, je n'ai pas besoin de vous dire le titre de cette chanson. Je crois que vous l'avez déjà entendu plusieurs fois. Il s'appelle Monday Tuesday. Je suis heureuse de rester avec vous pendant 3 heures. J'ai plein d'amis qui viendront me voir. J'ai plein de disques que nous allons écouter ensemble. Et tout d'abord, Michel Sardou, Déborah.
Si tu allumes tous mes copains comme des chandelles à la Toussaint, Déborah, Déborah, prends garde à mes coups de colère, ils sonnent comme éclate un tonnerre, Déborah, Déborah. Si j'en trouve un dans mon...
We want to thank you for listening to Wavescan, the international DX program from Adventist World Radio. We've had a special program today honoring the 80th anniversary of Radio Andorra, program produced by Christian Milling in Germany. Thanks very much to Christian. We have 3 more topics on the radio scene in Andorra coming soon in Wavescan. Meantime, next week, the final episode in our Titanic series, the Titanic Wireless Cabin. We'll hear from Lauren Libby, president of Trans World Radio, and we'll have our DX reports from Japan and the Philippines. Several QSL cards are available for this program. Send your AWR and KSDA reports for Wavescan to the AWR address in Silver Spring, Maryland, and also to the station your radio is tuned to, WRMI or WWCR or KVOH or Voice of Hope Africa, or to IRRS Italy or the AWR relay stations that carry Wavescan. They will also verify with their own colorful QSL card. Return postage and an address label are always appreciated. The postal address for AWR QSL cards is Adventist World Radio, Box 10188, Silver Spring, Maryland, abbreviated MD, 20914, USA. That's Adventist World Radio, Box 10188, Silver Spring, Maryland, 20914, USA. The email address for AWR QSLs is qsl@awr.org. And the email for other correspondence to Wavescan is wavescan@awr.org. Our editor is Adrian Peterson in Indianapolis. I'm Jeff White at WRMI in Okeechobee, Florida. Till next week, good listening, everyone.
Après tu dégages comme le vent, Déborah, Déborah. Même si je ne suis jamais jaloux, souviens-toi de Pierre et du loup, Déborah, Déborah, Déborah. Déborah, il le dévora.
Radio Andorra, emisora del Principado de Andorra.